This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Local groups are focusing on community-based organizing to draw attention to a potential travel ban announcement tomorrow. Mohamed Sankari is lead organizer of the Arab American Action Network. He says when the first travel ban was announced in 2017, community organizing forced changes to it. Sankari says although the latest iteration of the ban has not been officially released, a Palestinian man legally traveling from Tel Aviv in mid-March to visit loved ones here was improperly detained at the Chicago O'Hare International Airport.
Well, this is already happening. That was another reason, you know, again, to raise the alarm. Like, whether or not it's official policy, whether or not that list is exhaustive, what we do know is people are already being targeted.
WBEZ contacted Customs and Border Protection but has not heard back. A new poll shows most Illinois residents want more funding for public schools. The Illinois Education Association released the survey results yesterday. The results come as teachers are warning that President Trump's plan to kill the Department of Education could reduce school spending and hurt students. Al Lorenz is president of the Illinois Education Association.
More than 90% of folks believe every child has a right to a public education. The cuts being made at the national level by President Trump and Education Secretary Linda McMahon fly in the face of what Illinoisans want.
Over 70% of those surveyed said funding for public schools should increase. A new study from the office of Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas shows that voters who participate most often in property tax referendums tend to be wealthy, white homeowners. On April 1st, some suburban voters will head to the polls to vote on property tax hikes to fund infrastructure like parks and mental health clinics. But according to the Treasurer's Office report, there are stark racial and economic disparities in who decides to weigh in. For instance, in last year's March primary election, average voter turnout for referendums was more than 10 percentage points higher in majority white tax districts compared to majority minority areas. An even wider gap existed between taxing districts with the highest and lowest incomes in Cook County. The Chicago Police Department is being sued in federal court over allegations of a repeated pattern of false arrests of religious speakers. Ethan Acevedo states he was evangelizing outside a Planned Parenthood clinic in downtown Chicago about a year ago. Acevedo was using an amplifier. An officer arrested him for violating a no amplification ordinance. Acevedo's attorney, Robin Rubric, says Chicago police continue to do this, even though using an amplifier is permitted. Acevedo was found not guilty last summer of violating the ordinance in Cook County Court. Chicago police declined to comment on the lawsuit. Some more things you should know today. The Teamsters Union is angry with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker over his veto of a bill that would have enhanced warehouse worker protections. Pritzker vetoed the Warehouse Worker Protection Act late last week, which would have required employers to give their employees details of their quotas in writing, including how much had to be produced and within what time frame. The Teamsters called Pritzker's veto reckless and suggested Illinois consider new leadership. An autographed Chicago Bulls jersey that Michael Jordan wore in a preseason game during his rookie year sold for more than $4 million at an auction that closed Wednesday. It was billed as the only game-worn, photo-matched Jordan rookie jersey to publicly surface at an auction. A private collector made the winning bid. It's Major League Baseball's opening day, at least in the U.S. The Cubs already lost two games in Tokyo earlier this month. Tonight, they'll play the Diamondbacks in Arizona. The White Sox and new manager Will Venable are opening their Major League Baseball season on the South Side this afternoon against the Los Angeles Angels. Today's weather, we'll have scattered light rain with a high of 55. Then tonight we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low of 46. Tomorrow it will be partly cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 74. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.